The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
I'm Amy Grisak, a garden writer in Great Falls, Montana, and today I want to talk to you about what plants you can divide in the fall. Fall is one of my favorite times to replan the garden. When spring is here, it seems like everything is so busy. You're trying to get the vegetable garden in and figure out what needs planted, when, where, and then also battling those late season frosts and freezes that can be maddening, that I don't get to tweak my garden very much. But after the summer, when you see how everything is done throughout the year, what perennials maybe are overgrowing their space, what are being hidden, it's a really good time to make notes and make those changes before the snow comes. Now, one really good rule of thumb is you can divide those perennials that bloom in the spring and the summer, you can divide those in the fall. So that really leaves a whole lot of options. They say not to divide the rudbeckia and the fall blooming ones at this time of year, partly because you're going to lose your blooms and partly because it's putting a lot of effort right now into creating the flower. And so if you divide those now, it really kind of stresses the plant and they just don't bounce back quite as well. If you absolutely have to, you can give it a try, but just know that you probably won't have as great of a success if you're dividing something that's really putting a lot of energy into creating blooms and seeds right now. That gives you a lot of options of what to do, though. One of the ones that I tackled this year are dividing the irises. After they're done blooming in June, you can really divide them in July, August, September. And the way to do irises is to just take your garden fork or a shovel, get underneath it, and pop it up. So you're going to have a mass of rhizomes there. You're going to have the main one. And what I recently learned is once an iris blooms, once that stalk, it's not going to bloom again. So when you have kind of this mother plant in the center, this big gnarly thing, and you have all those babies, you want to take all those outlying babies off and pitch the mother plant, the parent plant, basically, and replant those babies. Now, with irises, the worst thing you can do is to bury them too deeply. Basically, what I do is when I dig my hole, it's kind of a shallow trench, really, and then I'll create a little mound in there that I can set that rhizome, that little foot it is almost, on top of that little hill that I create in the bottom of the trench, and then I'll take the little roots and spread those out over that hill. So it's just sitting really nice and neat right up there. And then I'll take the dirt and push it back over those roots. So the very top of that rhizome is still exposed outside. It's still up above soil level. Very important. If not, your irises will not be happy and you're not going to get a whole lot. With irises, you'll want to divide those every, 5 years or so to really keep them looking fresh. And especially if you have some variety that's been going downhill, chop it up, divide it, chop it up, replant it, give it away to friends, and you're going to notice a lot more better blooms. Other things I like to divide now are the delphiniums. Of course, those were stunning in the earlier part of the summer. And also the peonies. Now, peonies don't like divided a lot. If you divide those up every 3 years or so, you're not going to have some very happy plants. They'll go 6-8 years easy, sometimes even longer, without showing signs of stress and overcrowding. I've been moving peonies because I've been building more beds and finally getting space for them. So the way you want to do those is to carefully cut with a shovel all along the perimeter of the peony and then lift it up. Then you could take a hose, really wash it down so you can see the whole root structure in there, and then take a sharp knife and start cutting it. You're going to want sections that have eyes, which are buds, that'll have 2 to 3 per section on those roots. And so those, then you can bury the, or you can plant those. And once again, you don't want to plant peonies too awfully deep. If you do, once again, you're going to notice a few years where you're not getting any blooms. And that's an indication that they're just planted too deeply and they're not happy. So plant those peonies, give them plenty of room too in between. A lot of times 2.5-3 feet is what you're going to want to give peonies to give them the maximum space to really produce a lot. Other plants that are really hardy, like oregano, that's another that's just been taking off. I have to divide it, give it to friends, and that's super, super easy. Basically, if I'm going to dig out the whole plant, I dig all around the perimeter and then take my shovel and pry it all up, pull that whole heaping mass out of there, which this is, can be pretty heavy work, and then just take my shovel and start hacking off big hunks of it. You know, big hunks are 4, 5, 6 inches in diameter, that type thing. And that way I can replant those somewhere, or I can give them to friends. If you have an oregano plant that is just out of control, too big, too massive, one thing you could do is just start whittling it down to size. Just take your shovel, put it in whatever corner of it, and jump down on it. Jump down on it a second time in a second place, and just tear off a hunk. Shovel out a hunk, and you can go that way and just cut off pieces and make that overall plant much, much smaller. So there are a few ideas of some of the things that you can divide in the fall. Like I said, general rule of thumb is if it's blooming for you in the spring and in the summer, you can divide it now. So once you get those divided and replanted to where you think they're going to look the best next year, very important aspect is to also water everything in. If you live in a very dry area, keep watering until the ground freezes pretty much. And if you live in a nice wet area, like some parts of the country that get natural rain every week or so, everything should be fine. Look for wilting. If it's wilting, you might want to see if it needs some water, or it might be overwatered depending on your fall. And then the one thing too, didn't want to forget to tell you, to do not fertilize. If you fertilize at this time of the year, it's going to promote growth, particularly leaf growth, which weakens the plant. And so if it's growing vigorously because of late season fertilization and we get a frost or a freeze, it's really going to hurt the plant. So get out there, hack stuff up, replant it, water it in, and you're going to be just that far ahead of the game next spring.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.